Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So here's a question starting off this hour. Is would you take a pay cut if your boss would let you work remotely? Now, some of you might be saying, well, I already get to work remotely, and no, I wouldn't take a pay cut. Some of you have had to go back to work, and you're really missing working from home. I've gotten to work from home now. I was already working from home for the past year and a half, and I loved it because I could just take my laptop anywhere. I could go on vacation. I could work in an RV, and I could work from my RV. It's fantastic. And I could see patients. I could counsel. I could, you know, teach students how to do stuff online. And so I just love, you know, the mobility, getting to be there for the kids, you know, getting to, you know, be able to, you know, if I have to go potty, I could go potty. You know, if I want to exercise in the middle of the day, I could exercise in the middle of the day. I could have, you know, sports going on in the background once sports come back. So, you know, for me, I love working from home. And to take a pay cut, luckily I haven't had to take a pay cut, but I probably would do it. So my answer for that is, yes, I would take a pay cut. But be very, very careful, all right, over the next few months or year or so, because there's pros and cons to working from home. Right now, we see the pros. And I know a lot of people are joking around saying they're sick of their kids or they're sick of their spouse or they're eating too much at home. I don't know if you guys saw that one meme on Facebook. It was hilarious where somebody showed their desk working from home and you saw thousands of cigarette butts and like, you know, hundreds of like Red Bull cans. And it was like a mess. You saw chips and all that, but you saw their desk area. It's kind of interesting because like my studio was starting to get messy. I got like, you know, like, what is this? I got beef jerky wrappers all over the place, and I got, it's crazy. But anyway, and I'm sorry, people are texting. Okay, poll. Okay, do the poll on Facebook. Answer on Facebook. Would you take a pay cut to go to work? Now, this is why you need to be very, very careful. Okay, so what employers are worried about right now is because people got to work from home, trying to get them back, coming back to the office is tricky. Some people don't want to be exposed to COVID. Some people don't want to pay for gas. Some people don't want to be away from the kids. Some people don't want to be around their coworkers. So employers don't want to be in the position where they have to incentivize you to show up to go to work. Now, with us, after the lockdown, we raised everybody's rate. We raised everybody's rates just because we wanted to, you know, help them out a little bit. And we got PPP, you know, loan money. So, you know, we paid a little bit more for people to come back. But the average employer is kind of worried about people preferring to work from home. Now, Mark Zuckerberg last month dropped this bomb saying, okay, guys, you can work from home, but you're going to get paid less. And for some people, they're like, hallelujah, praise the Lord. For others, they were like, fine, because now they don't have to live in an area that's very expensive. They can move to the outskirts and cheaper areas in California or wherever, because now they don't have to be in commuting distance to work. So Mark Zuckerberg and company told them, don't lie about where you're living, because part of your pay is based on, you know, you having to live in an expensive part of the country. So if you're going to be moving to a you know, cheaper area, you're going to take less money. So the reason why I say you got to be cautious about taking that deal of making less money working from home is out of sight, out of mind. Okay, I see, for me, I think I'm a very strong worker. Maybe I get on people's nerves, okay, and maybe that's a negative. But for me, I feel like if I'm working from home, people will think I'm goofing off. Because a lot of people have, mind you, a lot of people got to work from home, so they laid out in the sun, they went shopping, they worked out, they, you know, look, people got to work from home, they weren't at their desk for 8 hours a day. I don't want to be accused of that. So for me, I'd be volunteering saying, no, let me go to work. Also, I'm a workaholic, and I just don't like being home. So I'm a workaholic, and I'd be like, okay, look, see, I'm here, I'm working, look at what I'm doing, look at what I'm producing. So that could put you, who works at home, at a disadvantage. Because if you got these busy bees, or these workaholics like me, you know, being, you know, A++ students there, showing off their stuff, go-getters, that can make people who work from home less valuable. And the more you are a number, the more you are a digital image, then the easier it is for them to fire you and let you go. So I don't know what the answer is, you know, and again, I think working from home offers a lot of benefits, you know, like I said, COVID, you get to be there for the kids, you might not have to deal with daycare as much, you don't have to pay that much for your car, you get to live in a cheaper area of town, there's a whole lot of benefits. I just don't know so much about job security. And like I said, employers are not going to want to be in the position where they have to pay you more to show up to work. So what they'd rather do is this is the pay, and then we'll just cut your pay if you're remote. It's we knew that things would go remote. We knew this was going to happen. We've talked about this on the show for years because, you know, why should a company pay for large square footage? Why should a company pay for furniture? Why should a company always have to stock the lunchroom? You know, why, you know, does the company have to have, you know, all these admins and, extra staff? If people work from home, then you could have less, you know, you could have less staff. So for employers, it is very, very attractive. The problem is if you're in a job where they can't test productivity. So if somebody is taking an hour to do a task that they would do in 10 minutes because the boss is over them, you know, that's going to be a shortage, or a shortfall. But, employers are very, very smart and creative. Not smart in a good way, but they have bottom lines, they have bosses, and they have to always redefine, you know, how they're going to spend their money and how they're going to judge workload. So, again, be very careful taking less money because it might be harder to get that money back or to get back into that job if they're thinking of you as a number and picking people off when they need to save money. 1-877-DOT-SALLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I want to get to some of your questions, but this is just really, really cool I want to talk about. Apparently, there is a hidden treasure chest that was found. I think it was found a few days ago, or the news hit a few days ago, where a New Mexico art and antiques collector announced 10 years ago that he had hid a chest containing $2 million in riches deep in the Rocky Mountains. He told people to go hunt for it, and hundreds of thousands of adventurers did that. 5 people actually died while on the quest. But Forrest Fenn, the man who hid the bronze chest, and it's 42 pounds, said it had finally been unearthed over the weekend. Now, Fenn is 89 years old, and he said the treasure has been found. Now, the finder of the treasure wants to be anonymous, And he was one of an estimated 350,000 people who over the past decade risked their lives and searched for the buried bounty, according to Washington Post. Apparently, this is a 13th century treasure chest filled with rare artifacts, precious jewels, gold, rubies, diamonds, and other valuables, Fenn has said through the years. In an interview with the Santa Fe, New Mexican news outlet, Fenn said that the treasure was found Saturday, and the man who uncovered the chest sent him a photograph as evidence of the discovery. Fenn has not released the photo and said the man is from back east. Yeah, I'm sure this guy wants to make sure he doesn't get hit up and robbed and all that. See, I'm very open. If I won the lottery, I would be, first of all, I'd still be working. I'd still be on air. I would never quit my job, ever. But I would be like, peeps, I won the lottery. I'd be telling everybody. I mean, I'd tell y'all when I hit menopause. I mean, I'm just really open about that stuff, but I get it. I get it. You don't want people robbing you and things like that. So apparently he said that the riches were buried under a canopy of stars in the lush forested vegetation of the Rocky Mountains. Said the box fortune had not been moved from the original location where it was placed 10 years ago. He said he placed it there on his own during two separate excursions. They say hundreds of thousands of people searched for the cache relied on clues in a 24-line poem included in Fenn's 2010 autobiography called The Thrill of the Chase. Fenn said the purpose of the hunt was to encourage people to immerse themselves in the wilderness and engage in an old-fashioned adventure. So this was a decade-long hide-and-seek. Some people thought that the treasure was a hoax. Some people even quit their jobs to dedicate themselves to the mission. Apparently, Randy Bilyeu was a 54-year-old man who moved to Colorado from Atlanta to be closer to the treasure and died while trying to find it. Jeff Murphy died. He disappeared in Yellowstone National Park in 2018, determined to claim the fortune. They say two others also died searching for the treasure, including a pastor who lived in California. So back in 2017, New Mexico State Police asked Fenn to call off the hunt because obviously it was a safety hazard. But he refused, and he said the bronze chest would stay put. So apparently there's still legal battles. Many of the treasure seekers have filed lawsuits against him, claiming he used misleading clues to deliberately divert people from ultimately locating the chest. So, I would just say it's a bad idea all around. I don't think I would recommend anybody doing that. But the search is over. He had mixed emotions at the end, but he says he feels kind of glad, halfway sad. Let me see if I see the clues. Supposed to be a 24-line poem. I'm not good with poetry. I could write, like, funny poetry. Oh, no, darn. Now you got to buy the book on Amazon. Yeah, you have to buy the book. It's like $64.80 plus $3.99 in shipping. So, yeah, so I can't tell you the clues. Well, it doesn't matter. It's already found. But, you know, why would somebody quit their job? Well, yeah, a lot of people, they really don't like their jobs. Yeah, and mind you, if you could get unemployment, you could be on unemployment while you're searching for treasure. Some people quit their jobs or able to. You can basically get unemployment if you quit your job because of a loss in hours. Like, let's say your boss wouldn't give you full time and they gave you part time. You could technically collect unemployment for that. I think you might be able to collect only partial unemployment, but yeah. So, kind of a bittersweet ending. It's a shame. You know, like Everest. You know, people climb Everest, and I get that. I get why somebody would risk their life to climb Mount Everest. And other people don't. They're like, it's stupid. Just stay home. You got family. You got a job. You got a long life to live. Even though I'm in that camp, I would never climb Everest. I don't think I even could. But, you know, you have a lot of people thinking you got one life to live. And it's this YOLO, you know, you only live once. And it's kind of frustrating. And, you know, a lot of us have had to, over the past few months, kind of reevaluate that. You know, I'm middle-aged. And so if you notice, I've been traveling more. And I've been doing, now that I'm kind of semi-retired, I'm not retired by any means. I closed my practice. I went to teach for a few years. Then I'm doing telemedicine and media. I work. I work all the time. But in terms of being able to, you know what, if I want to take some time off and do whatever, I can. I have that liberty, thank God. I wouldn't. I know a lot of you guys are like, hey, she'll be off the radio for a while. No, I won't. I will never stop broadcasting. No, not happening. But I started traveling the last couple of years because, you know, when you start to, you know, see your friends get cancer and you start to, you know, realize that, I grew up, you know, we were poor. And I was going to be the first person in my family to be able to go and finish college and then to become a doctor. You know, it was all about, okay, well, then, you know, you'll help the family. You'll have to help support the family. You'll have to do this. You'll have to do this. And, you know, every day of my life was for a goal that I had to set. And then once you hit that goal, well, now you have to open a practice. Well, now you have to have your kids. Now you have to have your kids and you have to, you know, and so I never really did stuff for me. Now I liked work, or maybe I trained myself to like work, which is why I'm a workaholic. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, I love that. But what I really wanted to do in life was I wanted to be in show business. Was I wanted to cut an album. Was I wanted to travel. I wanted to see Europe. You know, I wanted to, create a world for my kids. I wanted to create a better world. I wanted to contribute to the world. I wanted to do something. And so even though I would do charity work, or I created, you know, National Blood Donation Week, or I would, you know, it, I was like, okay, you know what? I want to, you know, go into a little selfish phase. And if I want to see Italy, you know, because I've never been, I'm going to go. And so the last couple of years, and it's not a midlife crisis, it was a reboot. And I talked to you guys about that. I'm not having a midlife crisis. I'm just, okay, look, you know, life is too short. And I keep thinking when I'm older, I'm going to do this. When I'm older, I'm going to finally see Hawaii. When I'm older, I'm going to. And instead, I was like, but you know what? I am older. You know, I mean, I'm middle age and rising. And so when I'm older is now. So, you know, we went into our savings, which we kind of lost all during the recession. But once we were able to grow more savings, we decided to actually enjoy it. And we were like, you know what, the heck with this? You know, I mean, everything I've done in my life has been for other people, you know, or a career. Now I want to enjoy life a little bit. And in fact, it's funny because going to Europe was cheaper than doing a vacation in America. It was because Europe really dropped their prices a couple years ago. So it worked out good financially. But this coronavirus made a lot of people stop and think about, okay, you know, what are they going to do next? Because travel stopped. You know, a bunch of people that started to feel like me going, you know what, okay, I'm getting older. There's a lot of bad things out there. Let me enjoy life now before, you know, borders close. Borders closed. You know, and so, you know, trips got canceled and you're like, well, you know, not a big deal. It'll reopen again. I don't know. You know, my husband has always wanted to go on a safari. And we had donated at a charity a silent auction item, which was good money for the charity, but was still a killer deal for a safari. So my husband was going to be able to, for the first time, go on a safari. He was going to go with some friends. And again, these are one of these once-in-a-lifetime experiences. You only live once. Can't do it. Well, because of coronavirus this was going to be in New Zealand, and, you know, they're canceling flights. I don't think they're going to be opening up to international travel. And, you know, I understand this COVID thing was scary and it was deadly, but, you know, it's stopping people from living. And so, you know, we're all going to be on our deathbed one day unless, you know, God forbid, you know, something happens out of the blue, you know, like the way my father died. And, you know, for those of us that are going to have to face death, we're going to be like, did we live the life that we wanted to? And I don't want to be morbid. I want to be really positive about this. But we need to stop and think and go, look, have I done what I've wanted to do with my life? Now, I'm not saying sleep with, you know, a bunch of women. But, you know, have you seen what you wanted to see? Have you done, because money doesn't matter. You know, I mean, you know, you only have X amount of time on this world. And, you know, COVID made us lose 3 months of our life. And so what are we going to do now that we get to reopen? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, It was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators are looking into fraud and exploitation that is linked to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham opening a hearing, noting that senior citizens are especially vulnerable.
Fraud related to the CARES Act, scams out there against seniors, selling masks that don't work.
A third and final memorial service is going on in Houston for George Floyd. Floyd will be laid to rest in Houston. The owner of a Minneapolis-based manufacturing plant is deciding to move his company after rioters burned down his business. Chris Weibrock, the president and owner of Seven Sigma, says he can't trust public officials who allowed his plant to burn down during the George Floyd riots. Weibrock telling the Minneapolis Star Tribune, "They don't care about my business. They didn't protect our people. We're all on our own." You're listening to USA Radio News. Primaries are continuing across the United States as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Polls are open today for Georgia's primary election. It's been postponed twice due to concerns over the coronavirus pandemic. A record number of voters for a primary have already cast ballots, with most being mail-in absentee ballots. Polling locations statewide are open until 7 p.m. local time.
President Trump is itching to get back on the campaign trail, and RNC Committee Chairman Ronna McDaniel says the president will resume full rallies soon.
People want to get out and rally. They want to get out and start campaigning and being part of this election for this president, and the enthusiasm for him is through the roof.
President Trump has not held a rally since early March because of the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. McDaniel also telling Fox and Friends that precautions are being planned, including temperature checks for rally attendees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I get a very, very common question because I had written a couple years ago a piece on the psychology of grabbing a woman's butt. And remember when, who was it? I think somebody in the show Turn said her butt was grabbed by George H. Bush, and you, I don't know. Butt grabbing was in the news. This was, I think, before, the Me Too movement, but we talked about butt grabbing. And so I get, because of that blog and that article, I get hundreds of people every day reading it and asking questions. And in light of us still having, you know, sexual assault charges and, you know, people being accused of touching when they shouldn't, et cetera. You have people that are now being able to go back and date, okay? You know, Tinder is, popping and people want to, like, you know, get back out there. And many of the questions that I'm getting, they vary, and I really need to publish a study on the search terms and then the questions I'm getting from that piece, because it's interesting, because a lot of, I apologize, my nose is running, a lot of people are confused, especially guys, the majority of them are guys, and they're confused about when are they supposed to touch a butt. They're under the impression that women want their butts grabbed, or their boobies, or whatever. And they're confused because they don't want to do it and then be accused of assault, or they don't want to do it and think that's what was welcomed, then it's not welcomed anymore. But they also don't want to not do something that they think that the woman or partner wants. Now, I can't speak for everybody, okay? So I'm going to speak as a heterosexual woman, okay? And I know that doesn't include everybody, but when it comes to having my butt grabbed, I hated it when it was somebody, okay, that I wasn't dating. So I had patients touch my butt. At grocery stores, movie theaters, shopping mall, Walmart. I am sick of, why do you think online shopping exploded in Walmart? Why do you think women wore muumuus and pajamas to Walmart? Because your butt gets grabbed in Walmart. It just does. I don't understand why. And maybe it's because my butt is big. I don't know. But butts get grabbed at Walmart. You know, somebody's like, oh, sorry, I was reaching for the shampoo. And you're like, what? Okay, so, first of all, if you don't know the person, it's assault. Don't be touching our butts. Don't be touching our boobs or whatever. Okay, but that's not really where most of the questions are. Most of the questions, kind of center around the dating scene and, when you're on a date and when, and what do women like? Well, it's really different what women like. Okay? Me, I like to be fed. So, get me a steak. I'm fine. You don't have to do any foreplay. Right? Just get me a steak and maybe like a chocolate dessert. I'm fine. I'm a sure thing. But when it comes to the starting to kiss, starting to go through the bases, it's really simple. Let her steer. Okay? She will let you know when it's time to touch the boobie or whatever. She'll, put your hand there, or she'll lift up her shirt, or she'll start taking off her clothes or whatever. That still isn't going to protect you. Gosh, I got bad allergies. They also don't have allergies. Allergies are really a turnoff. It won't protect you against later being accused of assault. We've had this conversation multiple times on the show. I don't know what somebody should do who's on a date and makes out with somebody and then unfortunately can be accused. Which is why, like I said, don't touch somebody you don't know. Don't, even if you're on a date, don't ever do the touching first. Women are pretty aggressive. Women aren't always going to wait. Women will steer the sexual act, or they will steer things, and there's a choreography. And sometimes women will say, well, why aren't you doing anything? Why aren't you pouncing? Okay, well, then again, they'll bring it up. Trust me, women are very, very vocal. Okay, I mean, we know what we want, and we will tell you what we want. And in fact, women like that more. We don't want control. I don't want control personally, but we love the fact that you're concerned about what we want and what we need. One thing that really turns off women is you doing whatever you're doing and you think that was good enough. And because you climaxed, she's fine. And, you're kind of sitting there going, really? You're like, okay, you know what? Thank you, but no thank you. See ya. So, if you really want to please her, then, or your partner, ask them what they like. Get feedback. Now, here's the other problem, though. And I know this, because guys say this all the time. Women will say no, and no means yes, or women will say yes, and they mean no. Okay? A woman's not going to say she doesn't like something in the middle of sex. Okay, and you know, because again, you know, we're nesters. We're trying to please, you know. We're trying to think of, okay, you know, is this going to be, you know, the daddy of my kids later? Last thing I want to do is tick them off in bed. So there's other ways to kind of get more truthful. There's other ways to sift through that. Again, let her put your hands wherever. Say, my hands are yours. Where do you want them? Okay, and then, you know, maybe that's not the most romantic, but it hopefully cuts that initial, you know, that initial, you know, risk of you touching something they don't want to. Now, you know, the butt grab is very unpredictable, because for some women, I mean, it all depends on where, you know, and the butt has a lot of components to it. Yeah, I'm not here to give you an anatomy lab, but there's a lot of different areas of the buttocks that could be erogenous or could not be. Now, if you're on a date and it's a date and you try to reach for the butt and she freaks out, she might not be freaking out because you are, you know, touching her butt per se. It might be because it's the first day of her period and she's wearing a maxi pad. And for any of us that have ever worn a maxi pad, you feel like there's like a big, you feel like there's like a big soccer ball showing out the back of your pants. Okay? And I know women are like, will you stop giving everybody all the, I have to tell everybody the ins and outs, okay? Sorry. The guys are asking the questions. If the girls ask the questions, then I'll answer those. But a lot of us women, when we're wearing a maxi pad, or we're wearing a tampon that we don't think is doing the job, we don't want anybody going below the waist. I'm going to tell you that right now. We don't care. Unless, of course, you're somebody we've been with, and so, you know, we don't care. So you start to grab, and we think you're going to hit the maxi pad or whatever. Not going to work. You also have to be careful, because what if the woman has hemorrhoids? What if the woman has a fissure? What if the woman has an abscess? What if the woman has MRSA and she's got something on her butt? So, you know, again, she will invite you as to what to touch. Same thing with breasts. If it's around a woman's period, boobies hurt. Okay, I mean, they are so painful. And I don't know, maybe that's supposed to be an evolutionary protective thing. Maybe, you know, again, you know, our bodies are designed to get pregnant. And so maybe things hurt when you're not the most fertile. Yet week two, when you have that estrogen spike and you're ovulating, the boobies, like, they're like, you know, I'm cold. Come over here. So maybe it's just a defense mechanism. Maybe, you know, week three or week four, you know, isn't supposed to be the time that a woman's supposed to be having sex, I guess, in evolution in the animal kingdom. And so that's why they hurt. So, you know, if you reach for a breast and she's near the end of her cycle, it's going to be painful, which is why, like I said, just let her steer. So, you know, when you see, I don't get it. Sometimes they like it. Sometimes they don't. There's a whole lot in play. I mean, you really have to research her, and maybe, who knows, maybe thermal imaging and AI will later figure it out. But depending on a woman's cycle, depending on if she was assaulted, I mean, if somebody was assaulted and it started with that body part, they're not going to want you to touch that body part, you know? So it's a tricky question, but a good one. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL.
Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So vitamin K is now being brought up in the coronavirus discussion, where they think some people who have been hospitalized or died from coronavirus were deficient in vitamin K. So according to scientists in the Netherlands, they hope to further explore it if taking a vitamin K supplement could help prevent severe COVID-19. We're learning as we go. I know it seems like we're making it up as we go. And with the World Health Organization going back and forth on us being, contagious when we're asymptomatic or not, we are. If we don't have symptoms, we are, we can still spread the virus. That I'll still stand by. But You know, we're learning something new every day, and all we could do right now is just to kind of go with the flow. That's kind of what happens with science. It's frustrating. I get it. But with vitamin K, researchers have been studying coronavirus patients at the Canisius Wilhelmina Hospital in Nijmegen and have reportedly found a link between vitamin K deficiency and the worst coronavirus outcomes. They say the study was done in collaboration with the Cardiovascular Research Institute, Maastricht, in the Netherlands, and was submitted for peer review last week. They looked at about 134 coronavirus patients who were hospitalized between March 12th and April 11th. And the patients were compared to a control group of 184 patients who were not infected with COVID. Many of the patients who died or were hospitalized were apparently deficient in vitamin K. Now, vitamin K is found in leafy green vegetables like kale and spinach, so that would explain it. Not a lot of us eat kale or spinach. And we need vitamin K because it helps with blood clotting. And it helps with healthy bones. Now, some of you would say, well, wait a second here. COVID-19 could cause you to clot. So vitamin K deficiency could cause clotting issues. Could you make it worse by giving them vitamin K? Well, again, it's different strokes for different folks. And the vitamin's ability to regulate clotting could also maybe protect against some of the severe clotting issues with COVID. That's what they think. So, vitamin K antagonists are blood thinners. Those, when you try to block vitamin K, you blood thin. When you give vitamin K, you prevent bleeding. And you help blood be able to clot, but clot normally. So if we don't believe that giving you vitamin K is going to cause blood clots. In fact, most newborns are given vitamin K. Because we have no idea if they're deficient. We don't want them to bleed internally from the trauma of the surgery or the delivery. And so they get vitamin K. So it has been fairly safe to give. But we don't want people taking vitamin K if they're supposed to be on a blood thinner. So, this interest in vitamin K, I welcome. I think, I don't think we know everything there is to know when it comes to this COVID, because this is why we've been getting conflicting information. And then on top of everything, we have to throw into the mix the whole politics. So here's a headline where lockdowns saved many lives and easing them is risky. Now, we just heard from the World Health Organization yesterday that asymptomatic spread is very rare. Then they had to backtrack and say, nope, it still happens. And that's right, it does still happen. But people were like, wait a second, you closed us down. You made people go under. You know, people were having heart attacks at home. All this stuff happened because of the lockdown. The government, any government throughout the world is going to be in a legal bind if word gets out that they didn't have to do the lockdown. Now, you see, if people voted, maybe there'd be a little less, liability. But it was coming from governors saying we're locking down. And the majority of them did recommend lockdown. I think most of the states did. So we're going to now, for the next few months, be getting research after research saying, you see, we saved 6 million lives. You see, we saved 3 million lives. Locking down had a substantial effect. And they talk about, you're going to be hearing something called the R value. The R value is infections reproductive rate. The R value measures the average number of people that one infected person will pass disease on to. The R value above one could lead to experimental growth. So basically, if one person gives a disease to one person, it spreads, but it spreads slowly. But if one person could spread it to 20 people they're next to, that obviously rises exponentially. So, well, this is where the topic and the conversation is going to change, okay? People are mad, and I think George Floyd is having his funeral today, which again, I support. It's a shame and tragic the way he died, and so I'm very happy he's having a memorial, but we're being told that there's going to be 500 people there. And anybody who missed their loved one's funeral last week because of social restrictions or is missing it this week in their neck of the woods, they're going to be mad. And I don't know if it's going to turn into lawsuits or not. All this time, we've been told we can't be around other people. We have to have no more than 10 people or no more than 50 people. I think I'm in Nevada, and I think right now we're only allowed 50 people at a funeral, I believe. I think if you hold a church service, you're only allowed to have 50 people. Yet, during the protests and during the memorials, over 500. Somebody has some explaining to do. And mind you, I'm for that. I'm for George Floyd having a memorial, but then why aren't we opening up churches? Why aren't people able to go to services? Why aren't, it was Easter for crying out loud, and people are going to want answers. Now, in Sweden, I believe, had a more lackadaisical approach. They didn't force full lockdown. But apparently now there's blame because they had 45,000 cases of coronavirus and 4,600 deaths. Now, I'm not really sure. Let me see. What's Sweden's population? Let me see if I could look it up. Sorry about this. My Google is really slow. I use Google because I really have trouble with Bing. I just don't do well with Bing. I wish I did. And they're now the internet's slow. Let me look at Sweden's population. Okay, because I want to kind of put this into perspective. So what we have in America, about 345 million people total. Sweden's population, it's still counting. Okay, well, maybe that's not... What's going on here? Hold on a second. Oh, 10.23 million. So Sweden is much smaller than America. So for them to have 4,900 deaths, that's kind of a large number. So people want answers, okay? Sweden didn't seem to do the lockdown. By the way, total numbers, to put things into perspective, total coronavirus cases is now at 7.2 million. Total deaths are at 411,000. So we're almost at half a million deaths. So we're at 411,000, and people are saying we did a good job with the lockdowns preventing more of these. America has had over 100. Okay, let me see if they're going to let me pull this up. I don't understand why the internet is giving me such a hard time right now. I think we're at 110,000 deaths, 110,000, you know, in America, 113,000 deaths, 2 million cases. So we're at 100. So we are, if Sweden, and let me pull that up, Sweden is at 4,700 deaths from what I have here. So 47 compared to 113, but when you look at, we have 30 times more population, they're kind of in the same realm than if you look at USA deaths. And again, we're probably reporting differently. Some of these deaths are coronavirus direct. Some of these deaths are coronavirus related. But now Sweden is under fire for not locking down more. So who's going to sue more? Who is going to be more liable? Those who forced the lockdown or those who didn't? Those who didn't initially, but then there's going to be a lot more lawsuits for those who forced the lockdown. That we're going to unfortunately now see in the next few months. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.